Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann lives in Miami, and her preaching is entitled, The Scent of Generosity and Love.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Judeans found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Judeans were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. I put a plastic bag over my hand as I turned the handle to enter their home, and immediately Martha's voice rang out from the kitchen. "There's hand sanitizer on the table right next to the door. Go ahead and leave your sandals on the mat. Would you believe that they are saying now this stuff can live on the soles of your shoes for 5 days?" Martha had always been sensitive to smells, but most especially to the stench of death. And I had to admit that I had picked up some of that stench in recent weeks, and she could probably tell it all the way from the other room. One tries to tread lightly in the world nowadays, but no one can avoid it entirely. The path to the grocery store, the walk to the mailbox, the stop at CVS to pick up a prescription and laundry detergent. In her kitchen, she was baking fresh bread, and I couldn't believe it. Real chicken with real rosemary and thyme, not those breaded nuggets from the freezer we've been consuming in bulk. "Is there anything I can do to help?" I asked. "You can put these in a vase on the table," she said, handing me a small bunch of daffodils she had snipped from her garden. "They will be here shortly." I put them up to my nose, but I couldn't smell anything. Was it because I am one of those among many whom seem to have lost my sense of smell of late? "They don't smell," she said, as if reading my mind. "If only it were later in the season, I would have loved the hyacinth or lilies of the valley were out." I nodded. Anything, I thought, that would overcome the stench. But before I could finish the arranging, they too were peeking in the door, leaving their sandals at the mat. Martha clapped her hands in delight. Mary came in from the backyard, the sound of more voices, and put her hands over her heart. Lazarus came out from the room where he'd been hidden for the past 2 weeks. There were smiles, but no one, even I, could deny that the stench of death hung heavy as they closed the door behind them. There was a target painted on the chest of each of these men in this room. And even sweet Lazarus, who had already passed through the valley of death once, had not been granted immunity. Yet here they all were on the edge of the city of Jerusalem, and there was no turning back from that reality now. The heaviness settled into the space, and Martha, though she'd been trying so hard for so long now not to touch her face, couldn't stop her hand from moving upward to cover her nose and mouth. The stench was that strong. It lingered over the dinner table, though no one talked about it. It seemed rude, insensitive, topic better avoided. Mary's eyes watered up at one point, and she excused herself, I thought, to the bathroom. Better there to be no tears at the table. But when she returned, she carried a small jar with a stopper. She knelt at Jesus' feet and unbraided her hair. She removed the stopper and poured out the perfume. At first, it was hard for me to pick up. It smelled faintly of bay leaves and rose petals crushed together. It smelled faintly of early summer rain and everything green. The scent wafted upward and outward. Judas was the first to jump back from the table, obviously disturbed. I couldn't tell if it was the extravagance of the gift or the fact that she was now rubbing the perfume into Jesus' feet with her hair, something usually only seen in R-rated movies. When Judas finally found words again, he went after her for the former, though a piece of me still wonders if it wasn't really the latter. Jesus held up his hand to stop him. "Leave her alone," he said. And we all understood. When the stench of death is so strong in a place, one cannot try to save away for another day, even for a good future cause. The only thing to do is to be generous and loving in crazy ways. And in that moment, I could see in Mary the face of my sister-in-law, an ICU nurse, still going into work each day without the protective gear she needs. I could see the college-age son of a friend who has taken a semester off to now serve as an EMT. I could see doctors, chaplains, police, firefighters, teachers suddenly cast out of their classrooms and into a sea of confusing technology. I could see parents trying to keep small children inside and trying to keep a job at the same time. Maybe there are others right now that you see in your mind and hold in this moment of pause. All have pulled out the stopper, and every last drop is being poured out, seeming to go to waste, evaporated. But no, because that scent of that generosity and love is filling the space in which we dwell. It continues to waft upward and outward. I watch as Jesus' hand, still held as a stop in midair, leans back and inhales deeply. I watch as Lazarus and even Martha pick up his cue. And as Judas remains scandalized, I dare to deeply inhale myself. And yes, I can smell it. The stench of death is not taken away, but it intermingles now with the scent of crushed bay leaves and rose petals. And that changes nothing of the reality. And it changes everything.